Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Beau Marchand. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars. And we've had a busy day. We started the day out with the Senior Bowl Executive Director, Jim Nagy. And then we just had the Tennessee Vols defensive edge rusher, Daryl Taylor, on the show. But our final show of the day, I might be most excited about because I'm also from the Trumbull Mahoning Valley. And our guest today, hails from Mahoney Valley here in Youngstown, Ohio. It's none other than the Shahan Williams, the Notre Dame College standout. Shahan, welcome to the program. You're my Mahoney Valley kid, Youngstown guy. How's the day treating you?
Oh, man, it's an honor to, you know, be on the show. I thank you for having me. Day's going good, man, you know, and like you said, man, got to always represent that Mahoney Valley, man. A lot of great football, you know, come through this Tri-Valley area with, you know, Youngstown, Warren, and that area, man. So, you know, got to keep representing and, you know, just uphold that tradition of great football that comes through this area.
Definitely. Well, hey, I'm just broadcasting about it. You're actually carrying on this tradition. I mean, what you were able to do at Notre Dame College, I mean, you were the Falcons standout. I mean, you know, recognized nationally. I mean, great get off. I'm curious. I mean, growing up, I mean, you know, did you play Pop Warner and Pee Wee, and kind of take us through what positions you were playing at a very young age, if that was the case?
Yeah, so I played football ever since the age around six, seven, around that time. You know, I started playing football, and my first year ever, I played Pop Warner in Cleveland, because that's where we was living at the time. But then I moved down here to Youngstown, and then that's where I finished out, you know, my Little League Pop Warner days, because there wasn't an actual Little League here. I mean, there wasn't actually a Pop Warner here. There was just, like, okay, Little League, different leagues in Youngstown. So I came here, and, you know, that's when, you know, I got a championship, and that was my first ever championship I won in Little League with some of my best friends that, you know, still are great friends today, and you know, they've gone to play football also at different places, and we kind of had a Little League all-star team, so I won't even get into all of that. But the positions I played in Little League, I started out at just at defensive end, you know, the stand-up, the typical Little League stand-up defensive end. And then on the offensive side, I played, you know, some O-line, some fullback, and you know, when I got older and started to lean out, you know, I still stayed on the defensive side of the ball. But in middle school, you know, I moved back to linebacker, and then I played tight end, and you know, I also played quarterback 1 year in middle school. So yeah, I played quite a few positions.
Excellent stuff. And if you, I mean, a year I believe at Youngstown, then you go off to Notre Dame College. I mean, can you believe your collegiate career has kind of come and gone, and now you're preparing for the next level?
Oh man, it's crazy to just think how fast, you know, that went. You know, I was a 6 year senior, but you know, 6 years sounds like a lot of time, but when you're in it and you're just steady grinding and, you know, taking it week by week, you know, it kind of flies once you have time to just sit back and just, you know, reminisce and think about your career. But you know, that final day, you know, it didn't end how we wanted it to end. I wanted it to, you know, to get a national championship. We lost to Slippery Rocks in the quarterfinals, so we ended up losing to them. And that day, it was a surreal moment, you know, just walking off that field knowing I'd never be able to, you know, just play college football again. But at the same time, you know, I was able to accomplish a lot while I was there, and you know, meet new people and develop relationships, and it was a great time.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Shahan Williams, the Notre Dame College standout, the Falcon sack master, if you will. He was also invited down to the Gridiron Showcase. For you folks not familiar with that, that is an all-star event. A lot of prospects go down there. They have the opportunity to meet scouts, interview with scouts, put on those combine prep performances, and then they get acclimated up if you do well. And I believe he got jolted up to Desperados, and a unique system they have, and like I said, a great event. What was it like for you personally going down there and being able to shake hands, meet some of these scouts, and kind of interact and let them know who you are as a man, just not the guy that they see on tape?
Oh, man, it was a great opportunity, man. You know, that whole event, you know, that whole staff, that event was great. And, you know, just like you said, to go down there and go through that process of, you know, the practice, the way it's set up, because they don't have a typical all-star game. They set it up kind of how the NFL training camp is going to be, and they let all the scouts. It was over 100 plus scouts there from all NFL teams and Canadian teams, and you know, they just let us. They watch us get after it, you know, and it just has that setting of like I said, just the NFL training camp, and that's what they pride themselves on. It was a great system, and just like you said, being able to go down there and be face-to-face with a lot of those scouts and to be able to sit down and talk to them and, you know, just let them know more about yourself, you know, and because, you know, so a lot of times, you know, they just get to see the film and to see what type of player you are. But, you know, a lot of times, you know, during those opportunities, they get to see what type of man you are.
Now, how many teams do you think you talked to and who'd you speak to?
I spoke to a few teams. I spoke to the Rams. I spoke to a few Canadian teams, and I spoke to the Packers, and that was about it that I spoke to down there. A couple teams have reached out, like after that, to my school and you know to my agent and things like that. But to just be able to talk to just one team down there, it was a blessed situation that I was in, and I was grateful for it.
I can only imagine. I mean, you know, you're coming from a small school, and then you said you're sitting across from a guy with the logo of, you know, the Packers or an NFL team. It has to be somewhat of a surreal moment, and you know, probably makes you hunger it even more. But then again, you know, you're so close to a childhood dream. For you, when do you kind of get the sense that what you're doing can get you an opportunity to make a living on a Sunday? And you know as well as anybody, you know, D2 small school. So it's not like you got this humongous platform to excel and be recognized, but you were able to do that, Shahan, and you were able to accomplish all those goals. But when does it really sink in that what you're doing can allow you this opportunity?
Well, it really sunk in around the time that after my junior year, when I got 20 sacks and 24 TFLs in one season, and I began to get like a lot of scouting services and, you know, just seeing the interest grow, and you know, just you don't often hear those stats just thrown around for one season. So you know, once after that off season, and like I said, a lot of that stuff started to roll in, and then that's when the thought, you know, really began to settle in. Like, okay, you can really achieve your dream, and you can really make a living off of this.
And you have, once again, Shahan Williams, Notre Dame College, kind enough to join us here on the C2P, Apple Music, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, collegetopro.com. All opportunities to download and listen to this show with our featured guest who hails from the Mahoney Valley, making the Mahoney Valley proud as he makes his path towards this next level. Now, every guest that comes on the show, we always ask this question. We throw you in the film room. You're with these NFL scouts. They're breaking down the game tape. What do you think they're going to love about you? What are those hallmark home run abilities that they're going to fall in love with that makes you want to bring you on that 53-man roster?
Some of those abilities are going to be my get-off. You know, I have a very quick get-off. And when I get off of that ball, you know, my leverage, they're also going to, you know, fall in love with my leverage. I always stay low. And me being a kind of, you know, couple inches, you know, a smaller guy, I use that to my advantage, and, you know, that keeps my leverage low. So, they're going to see that, and also they're going to, throughout the course of the film, they're going to realize how much I change up my moves and how much it's basically like a chess match with the offensive lineman. You know, they might see, you know, four or five different moves throughout the game, and just to see how I can, you know, just play around and see what works against that lineman. And a very big thing that they're going to point out is they can play the very first play and the very last play, and there will be no difference in my effort that I give and my motor.
Love it. Wait, great, great explanation of all the qualities you bring. Now, I always consider or try to compare dunk artists to sack artists. So, I mean, you got the windmill, you got your reverse. What's your favorite way? What's that signature dunk sack, if you will, for you to get to the quarterback?
My signature one is probably bull and probably just push pull, because, you know, I use, like I said, that leverage. Once I get off the ball, I'm kind of low already, so I can just use that to my advantage, and I'm very strong. I'm a strong guy, and I use that to my advantage also as well, you know, just to pop that shoulder pad, you know, right in their chest, just to land my hands, and then that catches them off balance every time. And once you get an O-lineman off balance, you can do anything then. And then once I got them off balance, though, I finished my move by just pulling them in my hip pocket and ripping through.
I love it. And this one as well, what do these guys need to know about you that they can't see on tape? I mean, it could be team captain, weight room warrior. Maybe you're a film junkie. Maybe the system you ran defensively didn't allow you to drop in coverage. Or, I mean, what do these scouts need to know that they can't see on tape that's a big benefit to you moving forward?
Oh, man, definitely. To just start out, you know, I was a team captain last year. I'm a very great leader, you know, and I lead by example, but I also, you know, lead vocally. And, you know, I hold my teammates accountable and the guys around me and also myself. And because at the end of the day, that just makes them better. It makes me better. It makes the team better, which is the ultimate goal at the end of the day. And I'm a guy who's going to represent, you know, the program, whichever program I'm blessed to join. I'm going to represent them not only on the field but off the field. And if that's doing, you know, community service, where giving back to my community or any community that I'm in, or just helping anyone in need, just giving back. I love to give back and to just use the platform that I'm blessed to have with, and to just use that to help others and uplift others. And also something else that, you know, that they can't see on film is the amount of film that I watch. Like you said, I'm definitely a film junkie. I watch the same thing. I watch the same play about five different times. And I'll pick up on something new every time. I learn a formation. You know, tendencies in a formation, you know, tendencies where, you know, just I pick up on many different tendencies, and sometimes it doesn't even have to do with the guy right in front of me. You know, I'll always pick up on his tendencies, but, you know, I read formations, I read the quarterback's eyes, I read, you know, if the quarterback looks left or if he looks right a lot, that means he's going that way. You know, just little things like that, man. You know, just also, you know, in college, you know, like you said, I didn't really get a chance to do everything that I like, but I'm not one of those guys that's going to complain about it. I'm going to, you know, do what I'm coached, and I'm going to do it 110%. But, you know, I look at myself as a very versatile guy. You know, I can play, you know, on film, they'll see that I played three technique, defensive end, shade. You know, I can stand up at the five. So, you know, I can definitely play. You know, we didn't run a lot of these systems, but, you know, we ran a basic 4-3. So, you know, I could play in a 3-4 or a 5-3 or, you know, at any of those positions, a shade, a 3 technique, a 5, wide 9. I'm a very versatile player.
Yeah. That's awesome. Man, and a great way. Wonderful response, you know. I mean, because, I mean, we know that the guys at the next level do listen in. We do pass this off to a group that we know listens in, and what a great way to describe yourself. You know, we allow that question to just to share, and, you know, some guys just say, you know, I like football or something. But, I mean, you're like, oh, whoa, man, it's good. Fantastic. You know what I mean? It's like, hey, man, these guys are really listening.
Yeah.
Like, you know, Shahan, wonderful
right.
response. We're almost out of time. A real couple quick questions. Pro Day, are you gonna have it with the Falcons? Or are you going to go, I mean, YSU, where do you plan on having the Pro Day at?
I have two Pro Day setups. So the first one is at University of Akron on March 18th. And then the second one is at University of Toledo on March 23rd.
Nice. So you got 2 months. Nice. Good for you. A couple opportunities. And in case one of the, you get a bad step off that 40 or something, you get to do it again. Fantastic. And again, double the scout and exposure. That's a wonderful, wonderful opportunity for you. But before we let you go, we always like to have some fun. We call it three and out, a few off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Yep.
All right, here we go. Your head coach, Coach Mental, is anybody doing great impersonation of him, and would they do it in front of him?
I did. Yeah, they definitely. It's definitely a few guys on the team that does great impersonations of Coach Mental, and I was also always a guy that I'm great with impersonations. So I guess you could throw myself in there also.
I love it. And since we've been talking about the Mahoning Valley, what's your favorite place to eat when you're around town?
Oh, man, Bellaria Pizza. I love it.
It's so surreal having you on the show and you saying something that we all know locally when you say Bellaria Pizza. If I had a kid on from Wisconsin and he had, if he said Mike's Chicken, I'm like, I don't know where Mike's Chicken House is. You know what I mean? You say Bellaria Pizza, you're like, oh, okay, fantastic. The final question before we let you go, the weekend of the draft, I'm sure you're going to be with family and friends, a very special moment as you continue this path. But who's the best cook in your family and what would you like that person to make?
Oh, the best cook is definitely my dad, hands down. He can honestly cook about anything and it's great. he made these ribs that I really love. So that, I think that, that's the first thing that comes to mind. But like I said, you would think this guy's a professional cook because everything he cooks is very good. But I love those ribs that he put together, his barbecue sauce. He makes it homemade. I love it.
Fantastic stuff, man. Fantastic career. And, again, we appreciate you stopping by. We always like to say, stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, and continue grinding.
Yes, sir. Thank you always. And it was an honor to be on the show. Thanks for having me.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Shahan Williams, the standout from Notre Dame College, kind enough to join us here on the C2P, young man making the Mahoning Valley proud. And again, this kid has great get off, and he mentioned it, but this kid really does get after it. And the one thing I've heard, and I can't believe he actually mentioned it, you talk about the first snap to the last snap. This kid's not going to take a rep off. I mean, it's that. I mean, if you're playing against him, you're just going to have if you're an offensive lineman, you probably almost have to be like, come on, dude. Just, take a rest, step back, just take a break. But no, relentless motor goes 100% all the time. Again, if you want more of Shahan Williams, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, CollegeToPro.com. As always, we appreciate you listening to the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.